processing company SBC Ardmona is facing an uncertain future after Federal Cabinet knocked back its request for financial assistance. The company was asking for $25 million to help restructure its operations. Thousands of jobs in the Victorian city of Shepparton now hang in the balance. Tropical cyclone Dylan has crossed the North Queensland coast east of Bowen. The Category 2 cyclone is travelling in a southerly direction and is expected to weaken as it moves across land. Authorities are warning of widespread flooding. Davy Jones has revealed that its rival Myer proposed a merger between the two department stores late last year. In a statement, Davy Jones says Myer made the suggestion in late October, but it was rejected by the retailer's board. Says the plan would have had substantial commercial, market, business and regulatory risks. Mandatory jail sentences for one-punch offenders in New South Wales are about to come into effect. From tonight, anyone who kills someone with a single punch while drunk or on drugs will be jailed for at least 8 years. The state's parliament passed the new laws during a special sitting yesterday. The movie The Great Gatsby has dominated this year's Australian Film and Television Awards announced in Sydney last night. The Baz Luhrmann blockbuster won all 13 categories it was nominated in, including Best Director, Best Actor and Best Film.